The Bay Area Interactive Group presents The Big Sessions with me, John Ray, your quick one-on-one with the big shots in the interactive and digital space. Welcome to The Big Session. My guest today is PJ Pereira. I had the opportunity to sit down with PJ in Cannes the day after the Cyber Lions were handed out. PJ recently served as the 2005 Cyber Jury Chairman at the Cannes International Advertising Festival. His day job, of course, is being Executive Creative Director at AKQA. Before AKQA, PJ was Vice President and Creative Director at the largest internet agency in Brazil. He has over 16 years' experience in the interactive marketing and advertising industry with some 35 international awards in the past 7 years. We sat down at the cafe across the street from the Palais, right where all the action was at the night before. PJ shared some insight into the creative that was most recently honored, as well as the evolution of the internet category as a whole. He talked about his passions and those that continue to inspire him. I have to say, PJ is a special breed of new creative that will change the face of interactive for years to come. All right, PJ, welcome.
Yeah, nice for thanks for the invitation.
My pleasure. We're sitting in a nice cafe here in Cannes. What brings you out here?
You know, I was invited to be the president of the jury here this year. It was a big honor, and the main responsibility here was to make sure that the final winners list and the short list will be inspiring enough, and when you take a look at the results, I hope it really inspires you.
And you've been here a few times, I take it, right?
Yeah, on the festival as a delegate, I think it's the fifth or sixth time, and I've been here as a jury before, too.
How does the work compare, say, this year over years past?
On the print and TV, on the other traditional, considered traditional categories, it's like on the same level. Some of them are better, some of the work is a little bit worse. But on the cyber, it's completely different. Every year, I think every 2 years, the work is totally different because the industry reinvents itself every 24 months and then you have to do everything again. So when I've been here as a judge 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, it was what was considered good wouldn't even compete this year.
Is there anything that you've seen either here at the festival or recently online that you really think is kind of the tipping point in the sense that, wow, you know, the folks that created this really see some insight into the future and, you know, how online should be or where we're going? Is there any creative that you could talk about that really does that?
I think the two Grand Prix for this year are clearly a tipping point. One of them is the Come Clean that came from Kristen Porter in Boguski from Miami. And it's a very simple and very personal experience that is very hard. It's so personal that it's hard to explain. You just go there, confess your sins. They will write into your hands. Of course, it's not your hands, but it's a hand that is on the way it was shot. Looks like it's yours. And they take the soap and clean your hand and say, okay, so now you're clean again. Just go live your life. And it's superb. It's really well done, and the copy and the video, everything is perfect. So it's bringing in a personal experience on a simple way of telling a story is great. So I think that should be an example. And the other one is the super glue product demonstration that was done in Brazil from DDB Brazil. That is a product demonstration, and usually product demonstrations last for 30 seconds. That one lasts for 30 days, 31 days. Maybe when you see that, it's going to be for maybe 40, 50, because they just glued a monitor on the wall to prove that the super glue works very well, and they put a live webcam there where you can write something on the web and really see what you have written showing there. So it's just perfect. It's a simple and compelling and viral way of telling a story, and has everything to do with the brand.
So now, you know, all these great ideas come from great creatives. I'd like you to think of, you know, maybe the best creative person or one of the best creative persons that you've worked with. You know, not mentioning their name, but how would you describe them? What makes them, you know, the best creative person you've worked with?
I think what describes a great creative is passion. If you have passion, you're probably going to be a great creative, even if you don't work in the creative department, because I believe that account people and planners and media guys, they all should be creatives in what they are doing, and passion is the spark of creativity. If you are passionate enough, if you go to work every day thinking of what are the opportunities that you can take on that day and do something great, something that haven't been done before, and really do something amazing, then you're a great creative. That's where I take my inspiration from. Some of them were my bosses, some of them are my interns or my juniors, you know, and that's where I take my inspiration from. It's not only from people that are higher than me. Most of them actually come from people that are working for me or that I would like to bring to my team, and everything is about passion.
And when you were just starting out, was there somebody that was a big influence on you in the creative world? Or actually, you know, now I'll ask you if it was maybe not even creative. It could have been, like you said, just somebody you worked with.
Yeah, I think I have a team of young, fresh kids. That's today is where I'm taking the energy to go back to work in the following day and see what they are doing and discuss with them. You know, I have a very busy day, and what I like to do is I spend my whole day solving the problems, and when it comes to 6, I stop, answer my emails, and I go to walk around the agency, walk around the creative department, see who is still there, because whoever is still there is because they have some trouble and maybe I could help. But actually, usually the guys that are there are people that are really excited about something, and that's when I take the best part of the work, the best part of my day, and I go and sit with them and try to help them. But what's really happening is that they are helping me remember why did I choose that profession.
And talking about the profession, is there something that you would change in the way maybe advertising or interactive, or not just interactive, just advertising is set up between how the agencies are run or how you do your work?
You know, one of the journalists in the press conference after the cyber jury press conference here, one of them asked me, What did I think about the gray areas between the categories? Because there was the Grand Prix of the direct media lions was something made for the web, and he expected to have like a jealous answer from that. Just like, you know, don't you think that you're the guy that understands the web? And what I believe that must happen now is that the gray areas should grow more and more and more until there's no black and white anymore. Because that's the most exciting things of our times. We are starting to really break the rules for the first time in a long time. You know, there's no such a boundary between TV and web, between print and radio. It's like everything is merging and getting to a common place where the only thing that we are sure that it's going to be there are the ideas and the brands. And that's super exciting.
And most recently, you've joined, I guess, a new agency for you. You've been there, I guess, about 5 months. It's AKQA, an agency close to my heart, of course. How do you decide, you know, where to go? Like, why did you choose AKQA?
Well, the story is as simple as that. I have some people that I really that I really respect and admire. And I've been trying to keep in contact with them during the last years, and we became friends. And I become friend of at least one of them. So one of those guys is a guy that was in jury with me 6 years ago. That was James Hilton. That is the creative director, executive creative director of AKQA in London. The other one is Lars Bassholm, who used to be the executive creative director of Frame 5 in Denmark. And the third one was Ray Inamoto, that was the executive creative director in RGA. And one day I received an email from my friend Lars saying, you know, I'm leaving Frame 5, going to AKQA. And this is my new email. So, whoa, this is great, man. So if you hear about something, just let me know, because I'm thinking of moving to. And AK is, you know, I love AK Kuwait because of James. And then I knew about Daniel Bonner that is also there. And I realized that James' work is also Daniel's work. So, you know, you and Daniel and James together, it's going to be great. So it should be a great place. And then he told me, no, you know what? Ray is coming here too. So please find a place for me there. This is the place that I want to be. I want to share my thoughts and I want to hear you guys. And there's nothing better than being in a place where you respect the people that work with you.
And you're also new to the U.S. and San Francisco. What's your favorite thing about the Bay Area?
I think it's a very exciting place where it's such a creative community in a broad broad concept of what is a creative. It's not on, you know, if you're a designer or a copywriter. It's a really creative city, and it's very focused on technology. There's a lot of technology thinking. And that combination for me is what I live for. You know, I have a programming background. I was a programmer when I started, and then I end up being a creative, being considered a creative. And San Francisco is the best place to be if you want to mix creativity and technology. So that's what the best thing about the city.
Terrific. Last question. You talk about passion. Tell us, what is your passion?
My passion, I have two passions. I have to say my wife is the main one. It's impossible to compete against that. And I really love the work I do. I think I have one of the most exciting professions in the world. And that is very refreshing and is changing and is challenging. And what really annoys me is when I find someone that it works on the same thing that me, and I look at their face and they look bored. Because if they are bored on what we do, you know, there's something really wrong with them, because the profession itself is so amazing.
Terrific. Actually, I lied. One more question. Anything you want to share? Anything else you'd like to share we didn't cover, maybe with our big audience?
The main thing I want to share, I think, is be passionate about the work and study what's going on, because the world is becoming more and more interactive. And if there's no teacher or boss or agency or whatever around you showing that to you, you must show them what's happening.
Terrific. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.